An affordable housing development near downtown Bentonville has been approved. This month, the Planning Commission approved a multifamily project called City U. It will include 375 units and about 25 buildings that will be spread out on 9 acres between Southeast 3rd and Southeast 4th Streets. This will be the first project aiming to address concerns identified by the Northwest Arkansas Regional Housing Task Force over the course of the last year and a half. The goal of the task force is to find ways to make housing more affordable in the region. Bill Burkhardt is a city councilman and member of that task force. He spoke with Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek.
You are coming from Bentonville as a city council member, but also as a housing construction business owner. So what are you seeing in Bentonville? How would you describe the situation in Bentonville from those perspectives?
Where Bentonville stands, our average housing unit right now probably is around $291,000. And that is really will work for the median area income and above, but for the other 50%, it's lacking. From 02 till probably 14, we didn't produce a whole lot of housing from really the crash that started in 05 and really didn't pick up till 14. Our lack of production has really made the situation even worse because now we had, you know, an average of 4.3% growth in Bentonville. So as the growth continued in our housing stalled, it has made the situation even worse because we don't have the availability of lots. The housing production can't keep up with the current demand. So it really has created a perfect storm for our citizens here and those wanting to become, you know, citizens in our community that are working here. You know, I would say overall in the region and in Bentonville, we need to diversify our housing. We need to streamline and make some zonings flexible. If we really, truly want affordable housing, we're going to actually have to set housing as a goal. And so I think that you'll see housing policy come up as a topic of discussion.
How does Bentonville compare to the rest of the region?
Well, we're fortunate with the tremendous growth rate in the region. We have a lot of jobs. Our unemployment is low. So I think we have a greater need. Our cost is higher. Our average house is higher. Our median rent is higher than most of the region. Not all of it. Fayetteville is the highest in rent because they rent by the room, by the bed. But in general, our housing cost is at, if not the highest in the area. We also don't participate in any of the governmental opportunities and partnerships. We don't participate in the community block grants, community development block grants that others do very successfully. We did in the past on a limited basis, but it was we stopped doing it about 5 years ago. I'm not exactly sure on that, but I've been trying to discuss how and when we get back into that program, because as we seek to be partners, and what I mean by the city being partners is being a partner in what our ultimate goals are. And so that means utilizing every opportunity, whether it's working with nonprofits, whether it's working with flexible zonings to create those conditions to where it's more ripe to build below market rate, or whether it's working with home program through HUD or ADFA in the state or community block grants through the federal level. All of these are tools given to us to help diversify our housing. We should be taking advantage of that, because if we don't, we end up with scenarios that nobody wants. We want our community to be welcoming to all people that work here, not just a few. We don't want a homeless population to continue growing as it has been. We want everybody to have a safe and good home to live in, whether it's an apartment, whether it's a townhome or a condo or a single family.
So housing ultimately is built by private companies, businesses. What is the city's role in encouraging affordable housing or a diversity of housing? What's the city's role in that?
Well, I think it is listening to professionals in the industry, looking at great example projects from around the country. How did they get there? How did they get their density up without doing things that the citizens really wouldn't like you to do? How do we have flexible zonings to create that density? They can also look, when we're really talking about affordability, you're talking about things that are below market rate. Okay, so not everybody can afford a market rate apartment or a home. We can't just ignore that situation. So it is correct that private investors can only do for profit. So how do we address the rest of it? And that's going to come in with our contributors around this region that do wonderful things that help there. Stacking of capital between nonprofit, for-profit, housing trust, government funds. So there's ways to do it, but we all have to be partners in that. And it's not picking winners or losers. It's all of us being part of a goal that makes the most sense for all of our citizens. So I think it's something that we can do very easily. We just have to start setting our goals and our priorities.
And obviously Bentonville going through a lot of changes, a lot of people coming in who are higher earners. So how do you strike that balance between attracting and keeping those higher earners, but maybe not alienating the people who have lived here who maybe don't make as much, or attracting people who do work in the service industry?
Well, we thought a lot about this, and personally, I think a lot about this. I really believe that most people, no matter their economic levels, want the same thing. I think everybody enjoys going on the parks and the trails. I think everybody wants a safe community. I think everybody wants a nice place to go home to, no matter what the size, no matter what it looks like. And so I don't think it matters what their income is. I think it matters that they can participate. We need to continue growing the city for everybody. And as long as we can continue growing jobs of all types, people will continue to come. Now, our difficulty is if we cannot continue to bring all wage levels, including our service industries, into town to work, our growth will slow down. And so it's very critical to understand the relationship between housing and transportation and our continued success or failures.
So how fast do you think Bentonville and the region needs to act on this? Because, you know, you have plenty of examples, mostly in California, of cities that did not rein in their growth, and not only their growth, but how expensive everything got. And now a lot of people can't participate, and it's almost hard to sort of reverse that at this point.
We're already behind. So one of the reasons for this task force was to recognize this. You hear it in the news, the housing crisis all around the country, but it begins right here. And so you're exactly right. If we don't avoid the mistakes of others, because we have an opportunity to see them coming, and we have somewhat of a clean slate here still, that we can really make a difference. And I think that a lot of people are involved in this. Every community in Northwest Arkansas needs to be involved in this, a collective effort in housing, and we need to be talking about it continuously from here on. Our transportation is probably the second most key to this puzzle, is getting our transportation and the lack of public transportation on the table as well, because our transportation and housing cost in Bentonville is over 50%, and that's unusual for the country, at least for most of it. So understanding that and working throughout the region to provide transportation along with housing is going to be the key to this.
Well, thank you very much for your time. Well,
thank you for having me. I appreciate it very much.
That was Bill Burkhart, a Bentonville City Councilman and member of the Northwest Arkansas Regional Housing Task Force, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek. Burkhart says a report compiled from information gathered by the task force and community input sessions should be released in the coming weeks.